Hey friends, we are back today with this week's edition of Core Foundation. This week, we're going to talk about the O-fun word, anxiety. One of those words that either we may have been struggling with for a while, or possibly this current situation and the global pandemic has amplified those feelings, or maybe they're new feelings that we've never had before of being anxious. Whichever one of those categories you fall into, I think we can all say that we have felt these feelings, and they are one of the types of feelings that are really hard to control. It's kind of in that spiral effect of once you start feeling anxious, you get in that snowball effect of becoming more anxious and more anxious and more anxious. So what we want to talk about today is, number one, the symptoms of anxiety. Number two, understanding your body and what's happening, when it's happening, not actually everything inside, but what's happening around you to help you know when it's coming on. Number three, things that you can do in that moment. And number four, things to help you avoid it happening if possible. So the first thing that I want to say is that there have been studies that show that of the things that we're anxious for. So first, I'm going to take it one step back. So the understanding of what anxiety is that you are afraid of something happening in the future. So guilt is more, you're afraid of something that happened in the past, right? But anxiety is something, you have a fear of something in the future. It's all thought-based. It's very different from depression. Depression, there is a chemical imbalance inside your brain, versus anxiety is more, it's your cognitive thinking. So understanding that is important. But then more importantly, there's been studies that show of the things that we're anxious about, what we have these fears of, 85% of those things that we think are going to happen do not happen. Mind blown, right? So think about some of the things that make you anxious. Thinking of, obviously, of the pandemic. I'm going to get COVID. I'm going to give my parents or elderly COVID. Someone's going to die of COVID. All of these different things. Yes. People have gotten it. Yes, people have been hospitalized, and yes, people have died. But think about yourself. Of those things, how many of them actually happened? Possibly you were part of this 85% that it didn't happen to, right? You are actually okay from it, even if you did. So our brain, naturally, as human beings, what we're always going to be doing is our fight or flight, right? And we're always, it is our natural being to go to the worst place scenario because we have to protect ourselves. Our brain's job is to protect ourselves. Our heart's job is to protect ourselves. There are so many organs that are here to protect us. So of course, they're going to go to that possible worst case scenario and figure out what they may have to do to protect ourselves, right? Same thing, even thinking about your blood. If you're cold, your blood protects you by going in closer to your organs to protect your organs. If you're hot, it goes away, right? Farther away, which is why we become flush in the face. All, you know, our blood goes out towards our skin, farther away from our organs to protect them and keep them cool. So knowing all of those things that our body is trying to protect us, if we know that, that means that, of course, as we've said before, we cannot help that first thing that comes into our mind, but we can always control that second thought. So if we know the first thing that comes to our mind is, oh no, I think that I'm going to get hurt from this, then we think about it again. We say, no, I'm not. I've done this before. I know that I can, blah, 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 right? That's where you can start to control that piece. So number one, keep in mind that 85% of the things that we're afraid of don't end up happening. Number two, that same study went ahead and said that of the 15% of those people that the thing did happen to that they were afraid of, 79% said it wasn't as bad, or they were able to control what happened better than they thought they'd be able to. You're stronger than you think. You're smarter than you think. You can handle more than you think. So just give that, of course, be afraid. We're going to be afraid of things, but also know that you're capable. And that you can believe in yourself to handle the things that are thrown at you. It's what makes us stronger, right? You can't go ahead and lift a 50-pound weight until you lifted a 25-pound, a 35-pound, 45-pound weight, right? You're going to have to take that strength, something a little bit harder, a little bit more challenging each time. So a little bit different than anxiety, but just understanding that you can do these things. And when these challenges are thrown at you of whatever you might be afraid of, if you're part of that 15% that it happens to, 79%, you're going to be okay. This is just great things to hear, right? Okay. So what do we want to talk about? The symptoms of when you are anxious, what's actually happening? Well, you're nervous, you're tense, you start sweating. Some of them may be more exaggerated, right? You may also start hyperventilating and notice that your breathing is not at a normal steady pace. It's kind of rapid. It's kind of shallow. All of those things. You have this sense of danger that something's going to happen to you, this sense of doom of something around you. And you may be feeling tired for no reason. Maybe you're doing nothing, but you're still feeling tired and your body is going into this sort of this hole of wanting to go into a little nook, right? A little cave. And it may also be hard to concentrate. So all of these things may start to happen. And those are some of the other symptoms of being anxious and having anxiety. So what's important in all of this for you to know is what I've said before. If there was a superpower that we could all have, it's self-awareness, right? And that's that self-awareness, not only of everything else happening and how we interact and affect those around us, but now this is a self-awareness of what is happening to you. So if you start to see and feel that you're getting those sweats, that you're starting that hyperventilation, that you're getting nervous, you're getting tense, you're tired for no reason, understand that, okay, maybe I'm starting to get anxious right now. Maybe the anxiety is kicking in for whatever is going on in your current situation. So what else do to better understand ourselves and our bodies? We breathe. Oh my goodness. If there's a book that I could recommend for you, it is the book about the breathing. I'll put that, it's going to be in the post for you to click to as well. There's an Audible for it. It is fascinating how much our breath plays a part in absolutely every part of our body, how we think, how we, you know, physically and mentally, emotionally, psychologically, physiologically, everything. So what does that mean? Breathing and doing breathing techniques when you start to feel that anxiety come on is so, so powerful. So one of the things is to breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, breathe out for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds. And you're doing all of this through your nose. It's very important that we're able to actually do this through our nose because it changes a lot of how things interact with each other from breathing from our mouth. Breathing through our mouth. Mouth breathing is, you can find all this stuff out in the breathe book. So that's one of the things that I'm going to say a couple of times to do in the moment that you're feeling. Just notice your breath, whether it's however much time you have. If you have a minute, spend that minute just breathing. Close your eyes. Keep telling yourself how it's going to be okay. You're okay. And follow that steady breath longer, you know, maybe it's 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out. If you can do 6 seconds in, 6 seconds out. Things to know about breathing. The longer you breathe in, that's the more energy you're giving yourself. The longer you breathe out, the more carbon dioxide you're releasing. And that's going to give you more calmness. So if you're working out, that's when you're going to want to take that bigger breath in to give you that energy. But if you're feeling anxious, it's more important to have a longer exhale than it is on the inhale. So just a couple things to think about. Then think about how you're overthinking things, right? We, as I said before, we may go to that worst place. We always go to that worst place. You're not good. Oh, you're worried about a job. Oh, I'm not going to get the job. And that means that I'm a failure and I'm never going to get to where I want to be. And it's going against my 3-year plan and my 5-year plan. And I'm never going to get to blah, blah, blah. Oh man, we overthink things, don't we? Important thing to do when you're anxious like this is to try to not, I know it's just easier said than done, not only just try to not overthink things, but just start moving. We oftentimes will get just stuck on the couch as we're overthinking things, and we get in our head and don't move. And we think, well, should I do this or should I do that? And time goes by and you could have done and made progress on those few things that you were thinking about. And it's kind of one of those inertia effects, right? Things in motion stay in motion. Things at rest stay at rest. So if you are staying at rest and you are anxious, it is very hard to get yourself moving to not be anxious. So just continue moving And you'll be amazed how you can kind of overcome things that way as well. And the other main thing to understand is it's okay to ask for help. We don't need to do this alone. Our mind is a very complex place. And whether it's mentally or emotionally or whatever it is that you're struggling with, we don't need to do this alone. We shouldn't be. We are 1 in 7 billion people, 8 billion people in this world. So to be dealing with this on your own and letting it affect how you feel, who you are, and going back to the whole point of Core Foundation, who you want to be, how you want to act, what you want to achieve. There are so many people who are there just to listen. Sometimes you just need to speak it out loud because our brain continues to go, 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 go. Start saying things out loud and then you might think, hey, you know what? It's not as bad as I'm thinking. Right? You say things out loud and you're like, oh, you know what? Kind of sounds a little crazy now that I said it out loud. And that's no fault of your own. It's just how our brain works, right? As I said, it's going to go into that protective mode. And so it's always going to try to do those things to protect you versus think of, I'm going to be fine. Right? And if we always said, I'm going to be fine, that's also not a good situation, but just things to think. So one other thing that's interesting is that what happens internally with our body is with anxiety is that we have both cortisol and adrenaline are released with anxiety. Do you know what else is released? Do you know what else cortisol and adrenaline when they're released? When we're excited. The human body reacts the same way to those two different emotions. So the physiological effects are exactly the same, even though our mental state are in two different places. Well, why are you telling me this, Chrissy? What does that mean? Well, what that means is if you want a little trick and think like if you have a presentation to do, if you're getting up in front of someone, if you're scared to go do a new workout, if you're scared to go talk to someone, you know, a new relationship that you're starting, whatever the thing is that you're scared of that may be making you a little bit anxious, instead of saying, I'm scared, tell yourself, I'm excited. I'm excited to go start that new thing that I've never done before. I'm excited to start to grow this relationship. I'm excited to try that new workout. I'm excited for this challenge. Change the word from scared to excited or anxious to excited. And it's one of those fake it till you make it. Just continue to say that and you will start to change your mindset of, okay, you know what? Let's look, instead of the bad side of it, let's look at the good side of it, of what I can gain from this versus what it is harmful to me. Okay, just a little something. And one of the things, other things, anytime this anxiety comes on and you start to notice any of those symptoms, whether it's external with sweating and breathing and those sorts of things, or if it's internal and you're feeling tired or stressed or nervous or feeling that sense of danger or doom, in that moment, say, am I okay? Am I okay right now? And you're like, well, what does that mean? Well, am I actually being harmed in this moment? No. And there's a few questions. Am I going to get hurt? Is something going to happen? In that moment right now, am I okay? And I bet you the answer is going to be yes. So once you know you are okay right now, then we can start to think about the rest of the future, right? We can start to think about what is giving us that anxiety in the future, what's giving us that fear in the future. And then you continue to ask yourself, am I okay? If this happens, am I okay? Am I okay? Yes, you are okay. So one of my favorite podcasts is Rob Dial, the Mindset Mentor. And one of the things that he says is that there's four different questions when anxiety comes on, four different questions to ask yourself, and it's in the acronym HALT, H-A-L-T. So on top of asking yourself, am I okay? You then ask yourselves all the physiological needs that may bring on these sorts of things. Am I hungry? Yes or no. That's a quick way to fix it. Might be able to fix those sorts of physiological needs. Am I angry? Being angry releases that same sort of cortisol and adrenaline. So it'll change the effects of your body and add on that stress. Am I lonely? The loneliness is something that you start to feel may bring you some anxiety, especially during times like a global pandemic of, is this ever going to end? Or if it's not part of a global pandemic of, you know, what am I missing out on? What is the FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out that's occurring right now? What may be happening? Those are maybe another something that's coming on and giving you anxiety. And then the last one is, am I tired? My goodness, if I could talk about sleep for days, I would talk about sleep for days. But that is such a critical piece where if you're tired, your body starts to go into the reserves and all of your organs need that sleep to recover and to be optimal in all of their functions. And if you're not giving yourself that sleep, you go in that reserve. If you're hungry, you go in that reserve. If you're angry, you're doing everything based out of emotion. And when emotion is high, logic is low, right? You're acting out of emotion versus acting out of logic. So all of those things, ask yourself, are you hungry? Are you angry? Are you lonely? Are you tired? See if you can help yourself affect any of those things, not affect, but make a change to any of those things and see how your anxiety is, if it comes down a little bit. All right. So those are all things for more in the moment around anxiety. Now, the last part that I would just want to talk about a little bit is how you can help avoid some of these things. And so you're going to be like, of course, these are the things that they are. This is the things that we would say all the time for everything. Well, yes. And that's the importance of having a balanced life, a well-balanced life, and focusing on your wellness, how it can affect things like the level of anxiety that you may have around things. So number one, you can imagine what I'm going to tell you, stay active. As I said before, just continuing to move makes a big impact to making sure that you don't get stuck in that place where it's only, where you're almost paralyzed by fear, you're paralyzed by moving, you're paralyzed by overthinking. Just staying active. So if you, in the moment, the option to help relieve that, go for a walk. It's helping. And if you want to go ahead and activate multiple senses, the more senses you activate at a time, the more you're going to realize you're okay. Okay. So by going for a walk, you're moving, you're feeling things, you're seeing different things, you're smelling different things. All of those things are activating more senses. It's going to help you. And on top of that, so more importantly than just getting active in that moment, it's about staying active and being active and having that active lifestyle, how much that affects you both physically and emotionally. So, you know, it's going and giving you that dopamine. It's making you, you know, it's releasing those chemicals from your body for you to go ahead and live a little bit less stressful. So when people work out, you know, sometimes that's what they use. That's people's vice, right? In a good way, that you go and you box, you go and you release it, right? It's just a way to go ahead and release some of the tension and the anxiety that you may have. Another thing to think about of ways to remove some of the anxiety. I know it's the first thing that we may go to because at that moment it releases some of the anxiety that we have, but stopping drinking alcohol will also decrease the level of anxiety that you have. So in the moment, yes, alcohol can go ahead and release some of the stress that you have. However, the impact of it the next day, some of us may understand this, that if you had a couple of drinks the next day, there's that super anxious morning of, oh my gosh, everything that's coming up. And I'm one of those people that if I had a couple of drinks the night before or had a couple, maybe more than I should have had the night before, you start to have this anxiety and it's like the Sunday scaries, even if it's not on a Sunday, you know, and it affects you in a different sort of way because it's bringing on that anxiety. Take that out, take a couple of drinks less, slowly remove that. If you know that what's happening, you understand, as I said before, the number one superpower is that awareness. So if you know this is what's going to happen to you, either accept it and know that you're going to have this anxiety every Sunday or every whatever day it is after you drink, or understand where that limit is of your, and be aware of that so that you can remove that anxiety. Same goes for smoking. And then more importantly, this also goes for caffeine. So if you find yourself being anxious and you have this kind of chronic anxiety, think about your caffeine intake. We have caffeine to wake us up, right? The caffeine is waking up all of our senses and it's also awakening that anxiety that we have in us. So it's dehydrating our bodies. There's a lot that it's doing, you know, of course some of it's good, but there's also a lot of it that's not good. And see what happens when you start to take it away. It's amazing how it'll play effect. You may have the little come down of a withdrawal from it. However, start to think about how it's actually affecting you mentally. In addition to regularly being active and staying active, have a regular sleep schedule. Again, this sleep is so critical and important, and finding that circadian rhythm and creating that regular sleep for you makes your brain go into a normal schedule. You get a better resting heart rate. Your organs understand what to expect when it's happening, and it makes you feel more rested the next day, not feeling anxious. Like, you know, when you sometimes you wake up, it's like, oh my gosh, like you woke up on the wrong side, not on the wrong side of bed, but you woke up and think that you missed something, that you missed something else, you're late for something else. Like having that regular time that you go to bed and that regular time that you wake up every morning can help reduce some of that anxiety as well. And one of the other key things that, of course, I would imagine you think that I would say here is your diet. So food, as we've talked about in a couple of other episodes, your food plays such a critical role in how your body processes all of the food very differently, and all of the nutrients have different impacts and different functions within your body. So if you continue to give yourself all of this sugar and to intake all of this sugar that gives you this super high rush right away and this super big crash right after, it can make you a little bit anxious, right? Or if you have a lot of red meat and a lot of heavy fats and things that make your heart have to work harder and your organs have to work harder to process it, you'll notice your heart rate will be higher in those things as well. And after having those foods as well. And because of that too, you may see that you might be a little bit more anxious. Again, it's going to be different for every single person. Everyone has their own different levels that they can handle and that they can't. But being aware of what these things are is ways that you can help combat them as they occur for you later. Alrighty. And then of course, the ways to prevent this from occurring is having a regular schedule of either meditation and throughout the day, just little checkpoints of deep breathing, taking that minute to do your deep breathing, reminding yourself that you are okay where you are in that moment and being able to move on from there. Alrighty. So your activities for this week are really just to go through a list of what you have anxiety over and how you can ask yourselves these questions of, am I hungry? Am I angry? Am I lonely? Am I tired? Am I okay? And then thinking about ways in your life of what you can do to help combat them. Taking a look at yourself from your activity level, from your drinking level, from your caffeine intake level, your diet, your sleep, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you fall? And could you improve that? How could you improve those things? And monitor that. Every few days, take a little pulse check on yourself of if the anxiety has increased or decreased from that. It's important to understand that we cannot control everything, and that if we continue to think about those things that are out of our control, of course they're going to give us anxiety. The world is a crazy, crazy place. It is a gigantic place with zillions of things going on at the same time that we have no control over. Right? So if we are fully aware of ourselves and master ourselves and how we can control what we can control within ourselves, that is a huge step to having a sense of peace and calm within ourselves when things are thrown at us. And I'm going to end with that same reminder that I said earlier in this, that of the things that we're afraid of the things that give us this anxiety, 85% of those things will not happen. And of those 15% that it may happen to, almost 80% of us will be less difficult than expected, or that we are able to control it and handle it better than expected. So think about, again, how this anxiety is about fear of things in the future. Ask yourself, am I okay? Continually ask yourself, am I okay? Take those breathing exercises and know that the majority of our fears will not come true. Alrighty, guys, if you have any questions, you know where to find me. I am here again. As I said before, you do not have to do this alone. If it is something that is creeping up on you and taking over much more of your calm, it's taking over your control, your focus, your concentration, please, please, please talk to someone. You do not have to do this alone. And there are other techniques and practices that you can go ahead and that might be able to help you. Alrighty. You are okay. Am I okay? I'm okay. You are more than okay. I believe in you, and I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.